This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. For Marketplace's Econ Extra Credit, we're watching one documentary film a month here in the March Madness month. It's about wealth and poverty and basketball. We're watching Hoop Dreams, the transformative film from 1994 documenting the lives of two high school basketball players from economically struggling families in Chicago as they work toward, but not to, an NBA career. The film is heartbreaking, inspirational, and instructive. Joining us from San Antonio as one of the stars of that film, William Gates, who's now 49. He didn't play in the NBA, but he got a scholarship that helped him get through Marquette University. Mr. Gates, welcome.
Pleasure to be with you guys this morning.
As I watched the documentary and saw again everything you had to go through, balancing your family, school life, the surgeries, the time put into practicing and playing, here's the question that kept nagging at me. Is it ethical, do you think, to encourage young people to focus so much on something where there's only a slim chance of going pro? What do you think?
I would never stop a person from receiving the best side of sports, the impact that it can have on your life, the discipline, the family, the unity. Now, the other side of it is there needs to be a support structure in place that's keeping the athlete, keeping them grounded. I think on some level, we do need to have some type of boundaries with sports and athletics, because you're right, we do press more than what needs to be pressed.
It's something a lot of people have to resolve for themselves, even if it's not athletics. I know some people who really feel they want to be professional jazz musicians and are paying good money to study that for I don't know how many jobs in the end. You know, the odds are not all that high. Do you connect the work you did with basketball with the fact that you got your college degree?
Yes and no. It's such a crazy dynamic. And let's just be frank. When you talk about the kids that need scholarships, oftentimes it's the kids that are in the African-American lower income communities. And to get in some of these top quality universities, the money is exceptional. So it's yes, sports has propelled me to the place I'm at now in life. But I would also say, yes, the education I received allowed me to walk through many, many doors that I can honestly say, if it had not been for sports and had not been for the schools that I've gone to, things could possibly be different in my life.
I mean, you wrestle with this with the people you coach now, but also you have your own children who also had to wrestle with, for instance, the time you have to devote to sports in their lives versus academic achievement.
Absolutely. One of the things I think that I was so grateful is that my wife is an educator. So she really, you know, from my daughter through my boys, hey, these things are important. These things need to be in place. So it actually made it a lot easier for me to really kind of just do basketball with them. But at the same time, being their father, I needed to let them know that one day you won't be able to bounce this ball, or at some point, this game is going to come to the end. Even if you take it to the highest level, it's going to come to an end. What are you going to do with the next 90% of your life? Because if you really think about it, I think I saw a study, it said somewhere, you know, if you're in athletics, depending on how high you go, it's somewhere between 7 and 10% of your life. And it seemed like it's more because we put so much into it, but we put a lot of that into it early on in our life. So that impact hits us first. But man, that second half of your life is waiting on you.
Hey, you mentioned your wife. Is that Catherine from the movie?
Yes. We're going on 29 years.
That's an achievement in itself. That's wonderful. Now, we're talking about support systems. You raised this issue for athletes. I saw that you advocated an interesting idea of colleges maybe giving a lump sum payment, maybe $100,000 or something, at graduation for college basketball players who play and get their degree. How do you see that? How might that work?
First, the premise was always built around this, that as a student athlete, we don't get an opportunity to be quote-unquote regular students. So there is no internships and working these kind of jobs. You know, even our summers, it's still centered around basketball. But everybody's not going to make it to the NBA or whatever it may be. But if you got athletes who every year, and this is just to ensure that they get their degree as well, you put $25,000 every year into an interest-earning account. So by the time they graduate, they have some resources.
I mean, obviously, you've now stated where you stand on this issue of should we pay college athletes, because it's a would be a way of paying people, but it would be connected to that achievement of getting the degree.
Absolutely. And even just speaking on paying these athletes, sure, we should pay them. We have to get past thinking that these kids, they don't deserve it. They do deserve it. There's too much money. You trying to tell me out of the 300 and plus Division I schools, there's not enough money to pay college athletes even a bigger stipend to buy socks and underwears and, you know, deodorant? Yeah. You know, there's a lot of athletes still out there trying to figure out just the day-to-day necessities. So it seemed like it has a long way to go, but the reality is the powers that can make change just need to say yes.
William Gates is a pastor for many years in Chicago and now in Texas, and now coaches basketball for the Amateur Athletic Union. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.